right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, I posted the Jenny Jones show that I did many years back.
Yes.
And she started out doing different shows and then went on to do those, you know, really kind of weird shows that a lot of them were doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah said the secret to her success and the success of her talk show was having a purpose, and having a purpose for every show, every guest, not just doing sensationalized stuff like skinheads,
yeah,
cheating spouses. That was really big at one time. And she says what turned her show around was, I don't know if everybody remembers the book, The Secret. She did something on that. She read the book. It changed her life. She said it really changed her show, too. So,
by the way, the comments people are posting about you on the Jenny Jones show.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
They are hilarious. They're absolutely
And if
hilarious.
You've not seen the video we're talking about, go to the our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with, through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Treat yourself to a couple of laughs.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm probably going to bring back the VCR joke.
Yes!
Hey, some celebrities out there, we talk about all these celebrities and then their kids, the kids they're having. Well, some have more than you may realize. Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger each have 8 kids.
Wow.
Mel Gibson has 9.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy has 10. Now, the most terrifying of all, Kevin Federline, that Britney Spears was married to for a short while, he has 6 kids. So, anyhow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. Totally. And I don't think he has a job. Matter of fact, I don't know if he's still DJing or not. But
all right.
Or he's just Britney's ex-husband.
Yeah.
So, 6 kids. And this is scary stuff. Taylor Swift had a stalker who apparently broke into her apartment, her Manhattan or New York apartment. Everything was okay, though. It's all right. They caught him not far down the way. Because, seriously, how far can you run with a bunch of cats in your hand? But, you know. But, no, everything's good. She's safe. I don't know how people get into some of these people's homes.
With security as
it
is.
Yeah, you would think.
Else,
I mean, so. I would think Taylor Swift, she's cool. She's still, you know, relatively normal, it seems. But she's got to have a lot of security.
You've got to lock the deadbolt.
Well, you do. You've got to. And then you've got to check it when you leave. Yeah. Did I lock the deadbolt?
Right.
You got to do that as well. I don't know how many times I go back to check. But maybe just wanted to make it into one of her songs. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? Perhaps. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.